We start discussing the Gemara Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara quotes the name of Avraham Gidol Marav, another possible makar for shlichus, and that's based on the pasuk in Bamidbar Yomadalet of Nasi Echad Nasi Echad Lasheva. The fact that there was a distribution chalukah saharet, in such an instance that should be a form of shlichus. The Gemara says, how can that be? How can you argue this teaches us the law of shlichus? After all, v'laktanim lav b'nei shlichus ninhu. So therefore, this cannot be the regular form of shlichus that we're accustomed to. So the Gemara says, you're right, this is not the law of shlichus, but rather it's considered to be zechiyah. Minayin shezachlam shlabafana. That's based on this pasuk of nasi echad, nasi echad. A very great chiddush of the Gemara. Shakla Bataria apparently tells us that zechiyah is not necessarily nitinei shlichus. Even though the Gemara objected and told us that this cannot be a makor for shlichus because ain shlichus lekatan, the Gemara says, well, let it be a makor for zechiyah. If one is just reading this Gemara without seeing all other sugyas, lechara one would be inclined to say that even though there's no shlichus when it comes to a katan, there is zechiyah when it comes to a katan, because the Gemara does not reject this possibility on that basis. The Gemara just continues and says the following, that this cannot be a case of zachmanum shlobafana, because this is not necessarily a zchus. After all, this has an element of chovah, because who says that they would desire this particular piece of karka? Maybe one would desire the har, maybe another would desire the bika. In such a case, therefore, you cannot apply the principle of zechiyah. So if that is true, what do you do with that pasuk of nasi echad? So the Gemara says that teaches us da lacha apitropis. Minayin liyasomim shabal lacha v'nifsei avihen shebezden ma'midim apitropis. That is based on the pasuk of nasi echad, nasi echad. So the Gemara introduces three different chedushim, shlichus, zechiyah, apitropis. It's interesting, we have makaros for shlichus, that we know. We have makaros for apitropis, that's the maskanas ha-gemara of nasi echad. What is the makar for zechiyah? We don't really know. No, the Gemara never quotes the makar. What is principle of zachman or shlobafana? The Gemara suggested nasi echad, the Gemara rejects it, the Gemara continues with apitropis and then leaves us. We'll have to discuss, is there a separate makor for zechiyah? And how, in fact, does zechiyah function? But these are the three halachos of the Gemara. Shlichus, zechiyah, and apitropos. The Gemara rejects immediately the possibility of shlichus because ein shlichus lekatan. On what basis do we know that that is the case of ein shlichus lekatan? So Rashi in our sugya writes that, look, the makor of shlichus we know from our sugya on the previous dav, Gittin Kedushin. When it comes to Kedushin, so therefore, Ish Ksiv, Yikach Ish, and therefore, Ish again, Prat Lekatan, therefore, Ein Shlichus Lekatan. That's the Chiddush that Rashi writes in our Sugya. In the Sugya I want you to see in Bava Metzia and Abayin Aleph Medveiz, the Ramaskal Katan, Rashi writes a very different Makar. Rashi says that we know Shlichus from the Parsha of Truma, Kein Tarimu Gam Atem. And also when it comes to Truma, we're dealing with a Gavol, not dealing with a Katan. After all, may eighth call Ish. Rashi cites the Pasuk in Shmos Chavei. Just as when it comes to Truma in the broadest sense, Matanos, that is only that which applies to Ish, so therefore, Prat Lekatan. So the Ksos says several Ha'aras. If you look in Kufei Ches, in Sifkot and Gimel, first the Ksos is bothered by Truma as being a Makor for Ein Shlichus Lekatan. Because as we discussed in the very first year, there are different levels of Das B'Cholot HaRakula. Das Hafla, Das Mekach HaMemkar, Das Gittin and Kedushin. We pointed out the differences between them. But the basic difference between Das Hafla as opposed to general Das B'Cholot HaRakula is that Das, generally speaking, requires a Gadol. That's not true when it comes to Das Hafla. Anything which is created Al Yedei Ish Ki Yafli, Dibur Peh. There the Gemara tells us the Chiddush, the possibility of a mukla samach le'ish. That's a Mishnah, Sugya, Nida, Daf, Mem, Vav, Amud Beis. And therefore, Midaraisa. It is possible for a Katan, who is samach le'ish, already to make Nidarim, and Shvuos, and Nizirus, and Charamim, and Truma as well. So therefore, the Ksos points out, it's somewhat unusual, that when it comes to the world of Hafla, including Truma, that a katan could do so, and yet we're going to use this as the makar of ein shlichus lekatan. How can that be? That's the Ksos's Tzorachim. Boshab Shad Lakor, one could argue as follows, it is true that you see that there is a different definition of Gadol and Katzav when it comes to Shar Kol HaTorah Kula, as opposed to when it comes to Hafla. Already a Mufla Samach Liish can go ahead and make Shvuas and Nedarim. However, you do see the following halacha, whatever the line is drawn, whether it's drawn as Yud Gimel, whether it's drawn as a Mufla Samach Liish, apparently one can determine the following, the Kol Delesa Denavshe Ein Osa Shliach. L'chora, that is what you can derive from the Parsha of Truma. Whatever you cannot do, that cannot be done Al Yedei Ashliach. So therefore it's true, perhaps, that the bar is dropped when it comes to Das Hafla, but the bottom line is that if one is less than whatever the number would be, a 10-year-old child would not be able to make a shvua, make a neder, he could not have a shliach do so on his behalf. Pashup Shad, that could be derived from the Parsha of Truma. Only something which is ika b'denafshe, something that you could do, that you could do, al yedei shliach. However, something that you could not do, regardless of where you'll draw the line, that is something that is a requirement of shlichus itself. But these are the two different mekoros that Rashi cites, the Parsha of Truma or the Parsha of Kedushin. Why is it so clear that ein shlichus lakata? Is that a function of das? And if it is indeed a function of das, the fact that a katan cannot perform these acts because a katan is lav bar das, one could even then extend the kasha a step further. What exactly, which element requires das? No? Do you have to be a bardas in order to have representation? To be represented, you must be a bardas? Or maybe one could argue more technical grounds. How is it that a person becomes a shliach? Every shlichus requires some form of minui. Well, if a person is allowed bardas, how is it possible for him to be mimana a shliach? Isn't that considered to be an act that reflects das? So that assertion, this person will be my shliach, he will work on my behalf. Well, if a katan is lav bar das, so therefore that statement is a meaningless one. But that really is the issue. Is it a much broader halacha that tells us that das is needed for shlichus, or perhaps a more limited one, that das is required for minui shlichus? Perhaps there should be nafkaminas in the sense that if you can envision a chalosh shlichus that doesn't require minui, in such a case, maybe one could argue that katan is not limited at all. Because if the only problem is the das which is necessary, the toras minui, so maybe that sometimes can be circumvented. That we'll have to discuss. That Rambam that we discussed in earlier shiurim, that Rambam Hilchos Gerush and Perek Vav Halacha Tes, on what basis is it that a katana cannot appoint a shliach the Kabbalah? So he pointed out the Chiddush of the Rambam, but normally speaking, the Rambam writes because the katan is lav bar das. All of a sudden here in Hilchos Gerushin, when it comes to a shliach of Kabbalah, the Rambam writes a fancy reason, and that is that, what do you mean? Shlichus of Kabbalah requires Eidim, and Ein Me'idin al HaKatan. So we discussed several possibilities in understanding that Chiddush of the Rambam. Does the Rambam mean das? That's just an indicator that das is necessary for shlichus of Kabbalah. Does the Rambam mean something which is entirely different? Maybe a conveyance of das is not fully needed for shlichus the Kabbalah. Maybe one could argue, if you're going to posit another with the status of Bibles, that requires das. When it comes to shlichus the Kabbalah, the whole thing is about karcho in any case. Maybe then das is not needed, and that's why the Rambam says there must be a very different reason why, in fact, a katana cannot appoint a shliach the Kabbalah. But for our purposes now, if you look at the Ravid, right, on that Rambam, the Ravid writes that ve'ein v'zeh hatam, but the Rambam writes ein lo tam v'reya. This reason, what do you mean? Eidos, and Eidos is something that doesn't allow the individual to perform and to appoint a shliach. What do you mean? The Ravid writes the following. The entire makor of shlichus is atem gam atem l'rabu shluchachem. That's the drasha of Truma. So ma'atem b'nei das, av shluchachem b'nei das. So therefore, the shaliach, the mishaleach, must be b'nei das, the Ravid writes. And therefore, if a katan is lav bar das, of course he can't appoint a shaliach. Why does the Rambam write, Eidus l'kima davar? Das is the determining factor. But as we raise, even if you assume that the Ravid shita, the das is a critical issue, a lav bar das cannot have shlichus, is that inherent to the shlichus itself? It's a hafka. There is no shlichus, no representation. Or is it just simply a function of minui that a katan cannot express the das necessary to be mimame eishliach? In fact, Rashi points out in our sugya, how do you know ein shlichus b'katan? Because ki kakish. In other words, ein ishus b'katan. The starting point is ein ishus b'katan. And then if shlichus is derived from this parsha, so therefore there's no shlichus when it comes to katan. How do you understand the halach of ein ishus l'katan? No? Is that a halach in chalos? Or is that also a halach in das? No? Maybe one can understand ein ishus l'katan means simply the Torah does not recognize ishus l'katan. Period. There's no such institution. A ktana can be an ishus ish if the condition was al yidei aviyah, but that's not true when it comes to a katan. The Torah does not recognize ishus of a katan in any shape or form. End of discussion. Pasuk says ish. Ish, which is prat l'katan. Or maybe one can understand ein ishus l'katan in a very different way as well. After all, certainly kedushin requires das. The das habal is the highest level of das. The das davar shebe'erva. We discussed that ran in darim and aflamet. Maybe the das ha'isha is a different type of das. The das habal is the highest level of das. So if das is necessary for a ma'isa kedushin, so of course ein ishus l'katan. Just as when it comes to shlichus, it's halach in the minui shlichus or in the chalosh shlichus. One could raise a similar chakir when it comes to ein ishus l'katan as well. Could one envision a chalosh ishus without das? And if one could, what is halach when it comes to a katan? So again, the very opening shiurim, we discussed yibum. Yibum certainly is a chalosh ishus. Yivamo yavaleh. And what happens afterwards? The pasuk says that now she is considered to be an ishus ish. After the bias yibum, in such a case, now what? They want to sever. No longer chalitza, no longer a zika. Now a get is necessary. Yibum certainly is a chalos ishus, but yibum does not require das. Yibum, that's what the Mishnah tells that we saw. That applies even to shogeg. Even if the Yavam or Yavam are completely unaware that as a result of their maisabia they will be married. They just thought this was a bias nus. We had mentioned at the time that Binyan Sin has two tshuvas. Whereas halacha l'maisa, the shadow was posed to him. A brother-in-law and sister-in-law, after the death of husband, had what they thought was a bias nus. What do you mean? That's a mitzvah of yibum. Are they married now? Do you use some nasi shidachol davar? That's where the Binyan Sin discussed the issue of whether you need a yus l'kima davar. There are no yus l'kima davar in that case. Das is not necessary. So yibum is a fascinating model that das no. A chalos ishus? Of course it is. And that was the machlokas Rishonim, whether you needed edus l'kima davar. Now, the Rashba, the Ritzba, Tosas Arash, against the Chuvas Arashba that we saw, the two ways of understanding the Tosas, in condition of your base and base. No? Is a katan capable of evil? A katan is capable of a maisaviyah, as long as he is bentes, he's capable of a maisaviyah. But a katan remains a lav bar das. So Rashi writes a pretty incredible chiddush in Kedushin and Daf Yutesa, but Aleph Demaspa Midaraisa, where Rashi writes that a katan is capable of yibum, the result of that maisabia will be ishus. You can have a katan who is a husband. That's Rashi's chiddush. Normally it's not going to work because that requires the conveyance of das. But there is ishus the katan. The reason for kikach ish and ishus the katan is because a katan is lav bar das. In order to create the chalos ishus. But if das is not necessary, that's not the case. And Tosas writes, absolutely not. The Tosas of Daf Yutes assumes that certainly is not true. A katan who will do yibum, who is ben tes, that is not the maisa yibum, they are not married. There's no ishus the katan, irrespective of whether das is needed or whether it's not. According to Tosus, kikach ish is a hafka, ein ishus l'katan. According to Rashi, that is a result of the fact that a katan is incapable of a ma'is kedushin because a katan is a lav bar das, an important issue. Tosus would be melde, this is not for today's year, that even though there is no mitzvah sibum, because a katan is incapable of doing so, is there an isra v'ishus af? One of course should argue there should be an Isra Veshus Ach. After all, she could be a Gadola. It's clear from the Sugis Nivamos and interesting Kiddush that there is no Isra Veshus Ach. Just file that in the back of your mind. No? That's important because apparently you don't need the Mitzvah Sibum to to be doche this rav eishes af. According to Rashi, you have a mitzvah sibul. No, according to the view of Tosos, you do not. But we'll have to see. Just as there are two possibilities in terms of ein eishes lekatan, two possibilities in terms of ein shlichus lekatan, daster hafkof, and we'll see why this is so relevant for this issue of zechiyah. If you look in the Chiddushei Rashba in our sugya, the Rashba makes the following critical ha'ara. That doesn't it seem from our Gemara explicitly, the Rashba writes, that zechiyah is lam mitam shlichus. No? After all, the Gemara suggests that this pasuk, nasiyacha, nasiyacha, shikha the korv shlichus, Rashba spells out the raya. And the Gemara says, that cannot be, because ein shlichus lekatan. So the Gemara says, you're right, the pasuk's talking about zechiyah. What about ein zechiyah lekatan? Apparently the Rashba writes, you see the following chiddush, that even if you assume ein shlichus lekatan, there could still very well be zechiyah lekatan. So apparently, zechiyah is not mitam shlichus at all. Isn't that what the Gemara says? The pasuk is not telling us shlichus, rather it's telling us zechiyah. We'll have to see again the maskana, because the maskana, the Gemara says, that's no good. Maybe one could have argued the following. Kol zman that you would have an independent pasuk that teaches us zechiyah, enachinami, why would you link zechiyah to shlichus? If shlichus is based on the three makaros that we mentioned, and what is the makor of zechiyah nasi echad? Well, if you're dealing with a completely independent, different makor, daraisa, in such a case it's very mistaver to argue that zechiyah, of course, is not mitam shlichus at all. The difficulty, of course, will be is, well, what about the maskana? You get to the bottom of the amud, as you know, as we mentioned, the Gemara says this pasuk can refer to zechiyah. And the pasuk was talking about something different, apitropis, no? So I'll ask you, so what is the makor of zechiyah? Maybe now you're going to have to fall back on a position of arguing that zechiyah is a form of shlichus, because there is no independent makor. No, and if that's true, then maybe one would argue just as ein shlichus lekatan, ein zechiyah lekatan as well. But at least at this stage of the Gemara, where the Gemara is willing to grant that there is a separate gzeiras hakasa for zechiyah, the Gemara is not bothered by the issue of katan. An obvious response could be, yes, haba hatanya. If that's what the pasuk teaches us, so the halachos of zechiyah don't apply to shlichus and vice versa. But is that true in the maskana? But simply the Rashi points out, it seems clear from the Gemara that zechiyah is not mitam shlichus. Right? The Rashi doesn't express it the way I did, absolutely positively clear. The Rashi writes, mashma. Why mashma? Isn't it black and white? No, mashma l'chora because of this issue. No? Yes, in the havamina of the Gemara, in this state, that the pasuk was referring to zechiyah, you're absolutely right. Then zechiyah and shlichus are not linked. But whether that is relevant in the maskana is a different issue entirely, because we lost our separate zeros hakosa for zechiyah. Good? But again, the Gemara is willing at this point to assume shlichus and zechiyah are distinct. The pasuk is not referring to shlichus, it's referring to zechiyah. At that point in time, we would assume that zach in the katan. That's a din daraisa. That's what the pasuk tells us. Is there any other raya to assume that zechiyah and shlichus are distinct? Not only in havamina, but even in the maskana, that zechiyah is not mitam shlichus. So the Rashba has another raya as well, and that's a sugya earlier in Kedushin Adav Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. How is it that one is Meshachar and Eved Knani? Eved Knani kon atzmo bishtar. A shtar shichrur. That would work. What's the difficulty? How is that done? How is it that you have the shtar shichrur? So Rav Shimon ben Elazar says the following chiddush. That is al yedei acherim velo al yedei atzmo. Eved Knani kon atzmo bishtar al yedei acherim. Just as when it comes to kesef, what does kesef mean? No, the eved is kon atzmo al yedei kesef. How does that work? Kom ashekon eved kon rabo. No, so the eved is going to give the kesef to secure his cherus to his adam. Whatever the eved possessed, the adam possessed. It's like going from one hand to another, your left hand to your right hand. What about when it comes to shtar? So Rav Shimon Lazar of the opinion, you know what shtar must be? Al yedei acherim. Al yedei acherim. Using the principle of zechiyah. If the Ogon will give the shtar to someone else, a third party, and by doing so, the Eved will now secure his pharaohs. That is Al yedei acherim. The Ogon, right, is Meshachra the Eved Al yedei shtar, by giving the shtar to another, and that secures the cheirus, because that other individual has an independent yad to be kohen. That's the chiddush of Rishon Lazar. In other words, maybe one could argue, what do you mean? Let the adon give it to the eved? Isn't that the phrase of gita v'yada bain kachas? That by accepting the shtar, the eved secures the right to receive the shtar. No, they both happen simultaneously. Rav Shimon Elazar says the shtar should be given to someone else. That's the chiddush of Rav Shimon Elazar. Good. So now the Gemara raises the following issue. Boy, Rav, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, that it must be done al yedei acherim. Ma'u shiyasa shliach l'kabel gito miyad rabba. Can the eved appoint a shliach to receive the get from the adam? So what's happening? The get cannot be given directly from the adam to the Eved, Kamasha Kanev and Kanarabo. And we're not assuming Gito Vyalbain Kachas. It has to be given to someone else. What's one method? Zechiyah. The Gemara says, Zechiyah, yes. What about Shlichus? That's Rav Safek. What's the difference between Zechiyah and Shlichus? A world of difference, no? Who initiates when it comes to Zechiyah? The Adon gives it to this third party, that the third party should be Zoch on behalf of the Eved. Now that the Zechiyah was determined by the Adam. Here it's very different. Now, here we're saying Shlichus. What would Shlichus mean? That the Eved initiates. The Eved appoints this individual to serve as his Shliach. So the Adam can appoint someone to serve the Torah's Zechiyah. Can the Eved appoint someone to serve the Torah's Shlichus? That's Rabbi Zan. Good? So that's what the Rashba writes. Wait a second. If Zechiyah is just a form of Shlichus, Zechiyah is indeed Mitam Shlichus, so what do you mean? When the Adam gives it to that person of the Torah as Zechiyah, that person he gives it to is simply the Shliach of the Eved. So if Zechiyah works, isn't it obvious then that Shlichus would work? Zechiyah is Shlichus. The fact that the Gemara assumes that Zechiyah obviously yes, but Shlichus perhaps no, that would not work whatsoever. So apparently, what do you see from this? That Zechiyah is lav mitorah shlichusu. When it comes to Zechiyah, mizak lo harav me'atzmo. That is the initiation, the initiative of the Adam. That's fine. That is not considered to be shlichus whatsoever. And if Zechiyah and shlichus are two completely different halachos, the Rashba writes, we could envision that even though in Shlichus Lekatan there is Zechiyah Lekatan, it's Pashup Pshat in our Gemara. But our Gemara indicates clearly in this mid-stage of Havamin is true the Maskana is one. The Rashban Asugi continues and writes, wait a second. Many Rishon and Rav the opinion that's not true. Zechiyah indeed is Mitam Shlichus. This is what the Rashba quotes the name of Rashi. This is the Rashi in Gittin and Daf Tesim Abayin. Zechiyah is mitam shlichus. And the Rashba brings a fascinating raya from Truma. The Gemara tells us Nedarim Lamed Vav Medbeis Hatorim Mishalo Al Shal Chaver. I engage in a Maista HaFrasha from my Tfuah to his to be misaken his creed in order that the status of Tevel should be Paka. Tzarech Das or Ein Tzarech Das? Does the Baal HaTfuah have to be aware of this? Or not? What are the Tzadim of the Gemara? Maybe we should argue the following. That what do you mean? Isn't it a schus? Right now there's Nisr Teva. As a result of the Hafrasha, now my Tfuah will no longer be Teva. Isn't that a schus? And therefore, zachlanam shlabafanav. Or maybe one could argue that this is not a schus at all. Why? Because, after all, the mitzvah dilehi nechalei the mevda. He would rather perform the mitzvah himself. I was not looking for someone else to perform the hafrashas truma. That's my desire. So what do you see the Rashba writes? In principle, everyone agrees that Zechiyah works when it comes to hafrashas truma. What's the only issue the Gemara raises? What we saw earlier in Gittin Daf Yiraf from Abayz, obviously Zechiyah only works when it is a schus. Ve'ein chavna adam ela b'fanav. Not if something is considered to be a chova. The Gemara just debates whether this is called a schus or whether it's called a chova. Because maybe the fact that I desire to mafrish myself means that, what do you mean? That I would not want him to do so. And therefore this is not a schus, you can't apply Zechiyah, but in principle Zechiyah should work. So that's the Rashba's beautiful raya. In principle Zechiyah works. And yet, the Rashba continues, uvitruma shlichus ksibbe. When it comes to truma, don't you need shlichus? This is the source of shlichus. Kein tarimu gamaten. That's the source of shlichus. So if Zechiyah works, but yet shlichus is necessary, so isn't that clear, raya muchachas? That Zechiyah is indeed mitam shlichus. That's the raya of the Rashba. If one should assume that that is not true, that Zechiyah is not mitam shlichus, so what do you do with this raya? Isn't it explicit? When it comes to hafrashas truma, Zechiyah works. So shlichus is needed, but Zechiyah works. Doesn't that tell you that Zechiyah is a form of shlichus? How could one disagree? So if you look in the Achiezer, it's found in Yerodeya Simit Lamed Vav, Oz Dalin. Achiezer writes a beautiful ha'ara to deflect Israel. Certainly true. Certainly it is the case that hafrash shum requires shlichus. That's the makorim shlichus. Kein tarimu gamatem rabo shluchachem. Let me ask you the following question. Why is that necessary? Why do you need shlichus for hafrash shum? What is accomplished through Hafrashas Truma? So as you know, Hafrashas Truma has two halachos, two different aspects to it. On the one hand, through the Hafrasha, your Koresh Shem Truma. It creates a Chalos Truma. On the other hand, additionally, what is accomplished? It's Misake the Shirayim, it's Mafkia the Shem Tevel. Hafrashas, Trumas, and Raisas have two halves. It positively creates the chalos truma, and it removes its mafkia, the chalos tevil. So I'll ask you the following: truma requires a din binding, and therefore, if anyone else will do so, it requires shlichus. Why? What is driving the requirement of shlichus when it comes to truma? Halacha A, Halacha B, both. Unless you have a din bailim, unless there's shlichus, you cannot do what? No, that's the chiddush that Chaim was saying. You know what's driving halacha shlichus? Halacha number one, the kriya shem truma. If something is yours, so you can determine, right, it's destiny, no? You can say that this right now is hekdesh. This belongs to someone else. This is now Maman HaShevet. This is invested with the Kedusha Shtruma. If it's not yours, you can do so. You can so simply be Korei Shem and say that this is Shtruma when you have no din by them at all. Halacha number one certainly requires Bibles. That requires shlichus. What about halacha number two? When you're kore shem truma, so you took all the matanos that were necessary, shrumos, maestros, and the like. Now the chaloshim temple is paka. Now it's chulin mesukanim. All that had to be taken was satisfied. L'sakin es hakri, to be mafgia the chaloshim temple. Does that require din bailus, or does that not? Maybe one could argue, look, to create a chalosh truma, that requires a din bailus. If the Torah says that once you've satisfied all the requirements, truma and meister and so on, so now there's no longer a chalosh shem tevel, that requires a din bailus. To be mafki and iser. The iser is partaking of the kri kolzman shelo tikna. Kolzman that one did not take trumas and meisters. If that need was satisfied, so perhaps the chaloshim tevel is puk on the elav, it doesn't require it, din bailus. That's Achiezer's kiddush, no? Shlichus is only necessary to be korei shem truma, not to be mafgia the chaloshim tevel. No, you see the answer, no? The Gemara Nedarim and Daf Lamed Vav Mebeis, what's the case? Hatorim mishalo al shel chavero. What is the person doing? He did not go over to your tzvua and was mafresh shumas and maestros. That's not what he did. Who is he to be mafresh shumas and maestros from your tzvua? He was torim mishalo shel chavero. No? He had his own grain and he had your grain. No? What did he do? He put them together in close proximity to each other and he took from his own in order to exempt shel chavero. That's an unusual case, no? The Kri Hashem was Mishalo. That was his own tour. What was it, Nisakein? The Tfuas Chavero. That was the case in the Dharma Dafam and Bavam and Bein. For that, you don't need Shnichus. You don't need a Din Bailim in order to be Nisakein the Kri. You only need a Din Bailim in order to be Kovei Hashem Truma. That, of course, he had. Torah Mishalo, Shel Chavero. That's why the Gemara says, you don't need Shlichus. That's the question of Zechiah. I have a right to say that I wanted the Chaloshim Tevel to be Paka through my mitzvah safrasha. I wanted to do the mitzvah. And that's why the Gemara says you can reject Torah Mishal Shel Chavero, because this is not something that I would have desired. There was no nichusa. Despite the fact that generally, of course, shlichus is in fact necessary. That's what Achiezer writes. Right? The Machke the Raya the Rashba. The Rashba apparently assumes what we said is not true, meaning what? That you need a din bailim to both hands. Bailus is necessary for halacha A as well as halacha B. Bailus is needed A to be korei hashem truma, but B to be mesaken es hakri. This is my tevel. You want to alter its status? That requires a din bailim. For that, you have to come on to shlichus. If there's a possibility that zechiah works, that's because zechiah is mitam shlichus. We discussed in the earlier shiurim the kasha tosis and gitna daf samach vavam and aleph. And there's an incredible Ramban, samach vavam and aleph, and gitna dramatiskal haditna. Tosis is bothered by the following parent's theorem. You have a husband who's mushlach babor. He's afraid his wife's going to be an aguna, she'll be zekukali yavam. No one's going to know whether he's alive, whether he's dead. Even if they know he's dead, maybe she'll have to go yivum chalitza. So the husband desperately wants to give a get to his wife, let it be a grushin, finish, no suffering. So he says the following, kol hashomea koli yichtov get lishti. Good? The Gemara says that that's okay. That's a minyan shlichus. He has no idea who he is addressing. He doesn't know who is up there who could even hear him. But kol hashamei is considered to be a proper minyan shlichus. Good. What's the difficulty? Tosa says, isn't it against that sugi nedarim? And daf lamed vav mebeis. There the Gemara says that kol harotze is not the violation of mudar hanan. If a person makes a statement, kol harotze, whoever desires, yadon es ishti, so in such a case, if there is someone who I am not allowed to benefit from, that is not considered to be a breach of that neder. Why? Because all I said was kol harotze. Kol harotze does not mean shlichus, to the extent that if he is doing so, he's doing so as my shliach, and therefore that is a violation of that iser. If a person were to appoint this individual as his shliach, and that was subject to the neder mudar hana, in such a case, that would be aser. But here all you said is kol harotze. So Tosfos is aser. Right? How do you resolve that stira? The sugya gittin samachvav nedarim daf mamachvav. Good. And we mentioned there are two possibilities. Either you could distinguish between the cases, namely get as opposed to mudr hana, nidarim, or maybe one could distinguish between lashon, the difference between kol hashameh as opposed to kol harotzeh. Those are today's and tosos. One possibility is the following, that kol hashameh is a minu shlichus, and kol harotzeh is not a minu shlichus. One day in tosos. The other day in tosos, so that's not true. Maybe this is a unique halach when it comes to mudr hana. The only time it's considered to be a breach of neder is when a person performs as a direct result of my explicit instruction. I say to you, do this and you do that, that's mudr hana. But here, where that was not the case, all I said was kol harotzeh, and you on your own volition did so, so therefore I am not receiving the direct hana as a result of my statement kol harotzeh, and technically speaking, that's not considered to be hana in a case of mudr hana. But, you know, there's no difference in cases of kol hashmeh as opposed to kol harotzeh. Those are today's and those. Look in Chiddush Ramban. Ramban writes the following, kol hashomea, we say yishlichus. How can that be? Kol harotzeh. Is not considered to be a breach of mudr hana. How can that be? And the Ramban adds the following. A further chiddush. What about when it comes to Afrasha's truma? Don't we assume the Ramban right? Kol harotze litrom yavo v'yitrom. Whoever wants to be Torim, Shumas, and Isis can do so. Kol harotze litrom yavo v'yitrom. So don't you see that even kol harotze is shlichus? Kol harotze works when it comes to shlichus. That's the difficulty, the Ramban says. Now, kol hashomeh is shlichus. Kol harotzeh does not sound like shlichus. But what's the problem? Kol harotzeh works when it comes to Afrasha's truma. No? Ramban writes the following, ve'eino kushya, no problem at all. Kol harotzeh is not shlichus. Like that one day in Tosfos. Kol harotzeh is not shlichus. Maybe the svara was that shlichus has to create a limited, a defined domain. Kol harotze includes and excludes. Kol hashomea, kol harotze. Without any cap at all, maybe that's not considered to be a minui. Maybe minui by definition means inclusion and exclusion. So kol harotze is not called shlichus. That's what the Ramban maintains. Ein ewele kenosin rishus. Lav shlichusahu. All it is gili das. All it is what we call out pidin nichusa. Nesinas resus gili das nichusa. It is not shlichus. So what's the obvious difficulty? Then how does it work when it comes to truma? If it's not a breach of hana because kol haraos is not shlichus, so how is it that kol haraos the yabal yitram works when it comes to truma? The Rabban seems right. Impossible. No. To gabi truma, afilu gilui data nami mahana. You don't need shlichus for truma. Gilui das is sufficient. You need shlichus. Kol harot says not minu shlichus. And that's why the Gemara Darim says it's not a problem when it comes to mudra hana. I kol harot that works when it comes to truma. Yeah, that's because truma doesn't require shlichus. Lav shlichusu v'gabi truma afilu gilui data nami mahana. Unbelievable, no? Truma does not require shlichus. And how do you know this is true? Rabban cites a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, Kol Chetza Yafos, Im Nimtza Yafos Mehem Trumasa Truma. Pella, no. A person was mafresh truma for you, and he was mafresh some of the fine fruits as truma. Is this what the balabayis wanted? Well, the Gemara says that the balabayis says kol ha'chetza yafos, yeah, go take the good stuff. Fine, shumasa truma. You know what's the Pella? So look in the Gemara. What is the Gemara saying about Metzin al Chavez? How can that be? Where was the Minui? Where was the relationship between these two people? No? I'm Mafresh Truma. I go ahead and I tell the Balabayis that I was Mafresh Truma and I took the good stuff. If the Balabayis indicates that he was satisfied with my doing so, everything is fine. Shumasa Truma. You know what the Gemara says? We're talking about a case where he was appointed as a shliach. That's a raya that Shuma does not require shlichus. The Gemara says v'deshavi shliach. The case in the Gemara is the following: a person is appointed a shliach for Afrashas Shuma. All of a sudden, the shliach is faced with a problem. You know what? He asked me and he appointed me to be Mafresh Shuma, but like we had in the previous Talmud, you know, I don't know what to take. The good stuff, the bad stuff. The shliach went ahead and took the good stuff. Was that called the fulfillment of a shlichus? Was that what the Baal HaBayis intended? Was it not? Well, if he mentions it to the Baal HaTfuah, and the Baal HaTfuah responds and says, Kol Chetza Yafos. So obviously, he was not mishanim shlichus, so he carried out his shlichus, and the shlichus remains intact. That's an indicator of what? That all you need is gili das, nichusa. The Gemara says that ha chomay askinan with the shavi shliach. So one difficulty is just simply, what was it that the Ramban was addressing when he cited that sugi in Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Beis? The Gemara says with the shavi shliach. That's the kasha that the Ran raises. The Ran raises. Look at that Gemara. It's muchach that it's b'torah shlichus. The other kasha, also a very obvious kasha, right? What do you do with our Gemaras? No? Truma does not require shlichus. And therefore, kol harotze is good. And yet our Gemara writes that is the source of shlichus. Kain zrimu gam atem, the makor of shlichus is where shlichus is not needed. How can that be? So Rabbi Kveger discusses these issues. The Rabbi Kveger that was found in the Drush v'Chiddush, a separate chibur, in Bava Metzia, right, and Dav Chav Beis, and that Gemara in the Metzias. So the Kveger writes a couple of kedushim. Number one is the following. The Gemara says, Kalach Eitzel Yafos, that's good. The Gemara says, no, Hachame is going to Shavni Shliya. So the Kvegetus writes, the Ramban learned the Gemara as follows. All you need is Nichusim. All you need is Gili Das. That is considered to be sufficient. You know what the problem is? When do we see Gili Das as necessary? When does this Gili Das have to occur? Before or after? Before or after? That's what Rabbi Kvega writes. The Gili Das must be Meikara, the Chatchila, before. If I go over prior to the Hafrash and I say Kol Harotze, that Gili Das is sufficient. Nichus is all that you need. You know what the problem in the case of Bar Metzia is? The following. The person expressed his content. When did he do so? Afterwards. First the Hafrasha took place. Then afterwards the Balabayis is informed. And the Balabayis responds and says, Kalach Eitzel Yafos. The Gilui Das has to be not B'dieved. The Gilui Das must be Meikara, the Chatchila. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. How does Gilui Das work with Mafreya? At the time that he was Mafrish, he was not empowered to do anything at all. Anything at all. That's why the Gemara says you must argue with the Shavi Shliach. That must be there was already a prior relationship between the two. There was just some ambiguity. If that's all there was, so that can be sorted out afterwards. Did you carry out the Shlichus? Were you Mishanim Shlichus now? The Balai has the right to say, that's what I always intended. Halach Eitzel Yafos. The Ramban assumes the following, that Bamed Ramamurim, that the Gemara had to come on to that Chiddush of Shavei Shliach. That was only because there was no Nichusa Meikara. But if there would have been Nichusa Meikara, of course that's fine. Because Hafrash Shemus Maisus does not require Shlichus. All you need is Gidli Das. All you need is Nichusa. Nechale is considered to be sufficient. Unbelievable, no? Very great Chiddush. That's all that's necessary. Wow. Truma doesn't require a din bailus. All Truma requires is nichusa. But the Balabai doesn't object. In fact, that piece in Achiezer and Siman HaMedvav discusses the Yushalmi. Yushalmi raises the following. Can I be mafresh Shuma from Hefkin? I can't be mafresh Shuma from something which is not mine. It's yours. It's yours. So how can I do anything with it? But what if it is neither mine nor it is yours? You require a full din bailus for the purpose of hafresha. The Ramban assumes that apparently not. You don't have to have a full din bailus at all. Shlichus is not necessary. All you need is nichusa. I'll even show you some of a raya from the Gemara. Maybe the Minei Obey the Gemara seems to be difficult, no? The Gemara writes, when it comes to Trumi Yav Apostle Gavatem, that came through Megamatem. The Gemara says, what do you need it for? What do you need the Apostle Gavatem? So the Gemara says, Atem Lo Arisim, we saw, Atem Lo Shutfim, Atem Lo Apitropis, no? That's good, no? What's the next thing the Gemara says? Atem Velo Hatorin Esheno Shalom. Immediately you see that, you should jump, no? If the Pasuk tells you that you cannot be Mafresh Shema from something which is not yours, that's a very great Chiddush, no? You see, I understand the Pasuk, and Apitropis cannot be Mafresh. I understand. Apitropis is something, no? Apitropis is some representation of Midaraisa. We'll have to see exactly what it is. That's the clear deus nartosus, not membeis amnala. What is apitropis? I understand. I ask you a question. Can apitropis be mafresh truma? If you don't know the sugya, you're not going to know how to respond. Maybe yes, maybe no. If I go over to you and say, can a person be mafresh truma something that is not his? So what's the answer? A xeris akasav about 10? You need a xeris akasav for that. can I sell your home? There's a gzeras hakasa that I cannot sell your home. I can't be makdish your home. There's a gzeras hakasa. Here, it's an interesting chiddush that the gzeras hakasa the Gemara has that you cannot be torei mishal chaver, mishal eno shalom. That's a very great chiddush. It could very well be that the Ramban assumed even from this line in the Gemara that one thing is clear: you don't need a din Bibles for hafrashas truma. Without the pasuk, you would have thought it even works on Eino Shalom. And even when you have the gzeres hakasuv, who says you need four more shlichus? Maybe all that's necessary is nichus. Rabbi Kiviger doesn't bring up this diuk in the Gemara, but it's somewhat compelling. Right? But the Gemara thinks you need gzeres hakasuv to tell us. V'lo atar meshenu shalom. So Rabbi Kiviger writes the following. I can tell you how to understand that Gemara Bava Metzia. Even the Ramban requires nichusa meikara, not a nichusa b'di'evet. That requires shav yishliach. But then Rabbi Kiviger is obviously bothered, no? So, you don't need real shlichus. All you need, the Ramban says, is a gilidas. How does that work? How does that gili das work? See, Rabbi Kiviger writes the following: that's all midin zechia, zachem adam shlo b'fanu. That's an interesting finish. No, that's how Rabbi Kiviger interprets this Ramban. Kavanas Ramban that you don't require full shlichus. But rather, since it is a schus, so therefore, Rishai zeh litro mitam zachin adam. When it comes to a get, you need shlichus. The get is not a schus. When it comes to hafrasha, it's a schus. Zachin adam shlobafan. That's the chiddush Rabbi Kiviger. Rabban writes, you don't need shlichus. Gili das is sufficient. How does gili das work? Midin zachem adam shlo b'fanu. This would soften the kasha l'chora. Maybe if one would assume that the sheet of the Ramban is that zechia is mitam shlichus, so maybe one could argue then, well, zechia really is a form of shlichus, and zechia really is necessary. So therefore, the Gemara can utilize the Parsha of Truma as a source for Shlichus because a form of Shlichus is needed, not Parsha's Truma. Look, since it's a Schus, so therefore Zechia kicks in, but Zechia is not something which is completely independent. Zechia is a form of Shlichus, like Rashi Sheets and Gittin Daftes. And if that's true, that can serve as a Makar for Shlichus as well. The difficulty is the chor of the following. Number one, simply, which is always the most important test, is this what the Ramban says? Aside from how it fits in with the sheet of the Ramban when it comes to other cases, is this really what the Ramban means? The Ramban writes, you don't need shlichus, all you need is gili das. Gabi truma, gili daita nami mahana. So what the Ramban is arguing is he needs zechia. L'chora, one should have argued that the Ramban should say that you don't need formal shlichus, but you need zechia, zachman am shlodafana, and zechia doesn't work when it comes to a get. So that's when it comes to a get, kolorotz is no good. When it comes to truma, kolorotz is good because kolorotz allows zechia to kick in because it's a sus, but it doesn't help when it comes to gittin because ain chavman am bafana. That doesn't sound like that. That's what the Ramban maintains, no? The Ramban says all you need is gili das. Nothing more is necessary. Even furthermore, when we'll go through more Mar Makamos about Zechia mitam shlichus, it so happens the Ramban sheet is Zechia is lav mitam shlichus. in which case one still would be faced with what seems to be a critically pressing kasha, and that is, so then how can again this parsha serve as a makar for shlichus if truma does not require shlichus? The only thing that works is nichusa, and that means zechia, but if zechia is not mitam shlichus, so what does in the world have to do with our sugya, which seems to derive shlichus from these cases? So that's a difficult one. If you assume that Shumas and Maisus does not require Shlichus, how can it be that this is the source of Shlichus Shalom Kavan? How does that work? Taking the Ramban literally, the Ramban is explicit. You don't need Shlichus for Afresh Shumas and Maisus. You don't need a Din Bayim. All you need is Nichusa. That fits in very well with that suffix Yerushalmi we mentioned, no? Yerushalmi has a possibility you can be Mafresh Chumas and Maisus from Hefker. You're not the Baal HaTfuah, you're not the Baal HaChefetz. So how can you Mafresh Chumas and Maisus? The answer is you don't need a Din Bayim. No one is objecting. It's Hefker. There's no counterforce. The only reason I cannot be Torah Mishal Chavero is because you are the owner of the tefillin, you say no. But if you would acquiesce, you don't have to come on to the vehicle of shlichus in order to justify my hafrasha. After all, hafrasha does not begin with kinyani mama. No? Hafrasha is simply a kriyas Hashem. You're being koresh in truma. I can't be makne something if it's not mine. I can't be kone if I don't have that right. I can't be makdish. Maybe when it comes to Shuma, all you're being is koreshein. And therefore, it's not impossible to envision that one could be koreshein even if Alta Dina doesn't have a din by it. And maybe that's exactly as our Gemara spells out, that if you didn't have a pasuk, maybe you could have envisioned that I could be koreshein truma even on something which is Eino Shili Lagamre. And that pasuk of Atem just means Nichusa. It doesn't mean a formal Din Bibles. And therefore, Shlichus is not necessary. That's the Chiddush Ramban. Shruma does not require Koach Bailin. All you need is Gilui Das. That's all that's needed. Gilui Das. We'll have to see, is there any other halacha darais that that's true? You don't need Bailus, but you need some form of Nichusa. You can take a look, and we'll discuss this tomorrow, the Sugi in Tmura and Atet. When it comes to details of Tmura, I have an animal, it's a Behemoth Hektish, and I say, this animal will be like that animal. Do you need a Din Bailus to say that? Well, you certainly need a Din Bailus for animal B. I'm going to say animal B should be like animal A. Right? Animal A is Kodesh. Zetakaz. Good? Well, if you don't own that second animal, what right do you have to say anything at all? No? But take a look at the Gemara. What if the opposite case? What if animal B is mine? That animal A was not mine? No? That Behemoth Hektish belongs to Reuven. He was Makdish an animal. This is his Karban Chatas. And I say that it's Zetakazet. Does that have any meaning at all? Does my animal become invested with a Kedushas Haguf when animal A was not mine? So there the Gemara makes a similar distinction. You don't need a Din Bailus, but some level of Nichus is considered to be sufficient. Okay. So Ramban Shita, pretty outstanding, though, is that no Din Bailus is necessary. You don't need Mesiras Koach. You don't need formal Shlichus, because you don't need a Din Bailus at all when it comes to Afresh Hashem with the Maestros. All you need is Gibida Nichus. But difficulty, of course, is the following. So then how can the Gemara derive shlichus? You don't need shlichus. But if that's true, how can shlichus be derived from the parsha of Shema? This, perhaps, links with much of what we've discussed regarding different manifestations and examples of shlichus. What is Hafrashas Truma? On the one hand, Hafrasha Shema certainly is a chalos. No? That was the classic example Rav Arzura gave of mitzvos which are dependent on chalos. It's not just an act of Hafrasha, a maisa Hafrasha. Certainly it's a chalos. A chalos truma, a chalos tevel, chulin mesukanim. Certainly it's chalos. Certainly true, undeniably. But truma is also something else. Hafrasha's truma, on some level, is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of hafrasha's truma. Well, we discussed again the issue of sefer mitzvahs, one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. We discussed the Taz Magen Avram. When is it a mitzvah hafrasha? Only if you desire to utilize the two mitzvahs. Or maybe, no, there's a categorical chiyuv hafrash, even if you don't intend to use the tefillah. That is a very important detail. Whether the mitzvah hafrash is only if you intend to use, or whether it's a categorical mitzvah. Right, we discussed the Gaon, right, that writes that there obviously is such a chiyuv. That's the problem of making an isas kavin, right, trying to make a shir isa, which is pachos mikashir, because you're avoiding the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to go and do some. So truma, a fascinating issue is two halachos. There's a chalos, but there's also a mitzvah safrasha. A mitzvah safrasha. When we spoke about different types of shlichus, we spoke about one possibility of shlichus being a mesiras koach, or shlichus being a yoda richta damya. Two different possibilities. Now, we pointed out clearly in the realm of mitzvahs, there you're not dealing with the din bailus, no? There you're dealing with yad arichtadam, you know? Shlichus in terms of maisa, hisyaksus a maisa, no? What does Shami Azaki mean, yeshliach hadvar aveira? I am the bailim on retzicha, and I hereby empower you to be a rotzeach? Certainly not. No? It means yod arichtadamya. It means one of attribution. That we view that al-tadin as though it was the asiyas ha-shaliyah, ha-shaliyas ha-mishaliyah. Shlichus in mitzvah certainly works right through the realm of yod arichtadamya. Two different forms of shlichus. With all the rayas that we have. Rabbi Moshe Weiss once explained, he was giving the shir about the different forms of shlichus to very young children. He tells you something about Tinoch and Eretz Yisrael. He's trying to explain to young kids, Mesiras Koach, Yadarich de Damya. He turns to the kids, he says, you play with toys. He says, some of your toys are battery operated. Right? Your battery operated toys, that's a Mesiras Koach. Now you turn it on, and the toy goes by itself. Right, and some of the toys, you have a remote control that plugs in. He says, that's a yad arichtadamya. You turn the control and it goes to the left and it goes to the right. That was his vision to them of how the shlichus works. That they understood. All the alumnus from the ktos, that they're able to understand. Shlichus and mitzvot, that's yad arichtadamya, you know? That's maisa. So I'll tell you the following kiddush. That when it comes to the mitzvah hafrasha, the mitzvah safrasha, that's yad arichtadam. That requires shlichus. Let man depoli, that requires shlichus. Even if you will argue that there is a chalos safrasha with a gilui das, that's in terms of a chalos safrasha. A chalos safrasha. The Ramban is explicit that it doesn't require a din bailus. You don't need shlichus. What doesn't require shlichus? In order to have a chalos hafrasha, shlichus is not necessary. So if I will make a statement of kol harotzen, that's sufficient. But you know what the chiddush is? What is kol harotzen? Kol harotzen, according to Ramban, is nichusa, but it's not shlichus. Anything that requires shlichus, Kolarotza will not work, like the case of Get. Shruma doesn't require shlichus. There's a chalos even with nichusa. doesn't bother me. But that's insufficient for the mitzvah of hafrasha. In order to assume that there's hisyachsus, that this is considered to be the mitzvah samishaleyah, yatsa bo yidei chavasa, niftar mechiyudo, that requires shlichus. That's the finish, no? So you have a parsha of hafrasha. And in the parsha of hafrasha, the Torah tells us it is perfectly acceptable to be mafrish ayidei shliach. That's what the Torah tells us. Kein tarimu, not only atem, kein tarimu gam atem, rabu shluchachem. When it comes to trumas and maisus, Kadosh Baruch Hu says you have a couple of options. Do it yourself or do it through shliach. That was one of the examples of Rav Torah. The Torah tells us you have two options, l'chadchila. That's the punchline, no? If you have two options, l'chadchila, that means that it is not merely that the hafrasha is chal, but it means that there's hisyachsus hamitzvah, that the mitzvah is attributed to the mishaleach. That can only be derived based on the principle of shlichus. The chalos hafrasha doesn't require shlichus whatsoever. So the Rabban says it's no pella that the Gemara says kol harotz is sufficient. It would be a fascinating split. If a person would say kol harotze, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of hafrasha. Because the Ramban says kol harotze is not a mean shlichus. It wouldn't work when it comes to a get. It doesn't mean it's your act. He's not fulfilling the mitzvah of hafrasha. But the Ramban says there still is a chalos. Because hafrasha doesn't require bailus. Well, if it doesn't require bailus, it doesn't require shlichus, how can it serve as the makor for shlichus and kamoso? Because when the Torah tells you that you can be mafrish ayidei shliach, the Torah is not telling you terribly b'di'evet. The Torah says l'chadchila. L'chadchila means not merely a chalos, but l'chadchila means a mitzvah. The mitzvah is being fulfilled. And that's how it can serve as the basis of Shul Hashem Kamosa. That was Rav Weiss's suggestion in being mitzaris, this Ramban. The Sefek Rabbi Kiveger is very difficult. Now Rabbi Kiveger writes, we didn't Zechiah. The Ramban doesn't say Zechiah. The Ramban assumes Zechiah is minat shlichus. It's not going to resolve our difficulty of how Zechiah can serve as the makar for Shluch Hashem HaKamoso if you're going to be so adamant that Zechiah and Shluch are two different parshios entirely. The Chiddush is the two aspects, the two halachos of Hafrasha. Hafrasha and Chalos, it's sufficient to have a Gilidas. It's certainly not in the realm of mitzvos. That boils down to the Tshuvas and Rivash that we discussed, no? That sometimes Shlichus could work even though we wouldn't necessarily assume Shluch Hashem Kamosa. One could envision that possibility. That was an undisputable raya from Shlita Sapesach. Shlita Sapesach is Shlita and Shlichus only in the realm of mitzvahs. Because as the Rishonim point out, let's assume you didn't appoint this person as your Shliach and he was Shochet your Karban Pesach. So therefore what? It's a shchita psula. The Karban Pesach is nifsal. No, there's still a chalos. The carbon still remains a carbon. The shchita remains a shchita. It's just an issue of attribution. Shchita sapesach is an extreme example where it's purely in the realm of mitzvah. That's the strongest drive shulch shana kolosa. But even a precious truma has two halves to it. It has chalos, right? That it has mitzvah. And the shlichus for chalos is different from the shlichus for mitzvah. And that's before the chiddush the Ramban. That kol harotze, even if it's not shlichus, there is a chalos hafrasha, but you wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah. Yeah, you link this in with what we discussed yesterday in terms of the knas of asara zehuvim. So you find the following cases that you can have a chalos, you can have mitzvah, and then you can have what we call the segulas hamitzvah. No. The chalos doesn't require shlichus at all. That's the chusa. Latzei sidei chavatsa. The mitzvah demands shlichus. And then the chiddush of asara zehuvim tells us the following. Even when you have shlichus in terms of mitzvahs, there are certain things even shlichus can't transfer. No? Shlichus is a corridor. It is a funnel, right, where certain things are sifted out, right? The segula of samitzvah will not be transferred. You are not the osek mitzvah. So some halachos, asara zehuvim, that requires the mitzvah b'shlemus that the shlichus cannot provide. Shlichus allows for the possibility of yatsi dechavasa. Nichusa, right? That just means that there's a chalos afrasha, because the Rabban says afrasha does not require any din by the man. The primary sugya to take a look at in terms of zechimitam shlichus, right, on one level, but there are two girsos in that Gemara, is that sugya, hopefully had a chance to see in Bach Metzia, that ayin aleph from beis, that ayin beis from aleph. Take a look at the cases, a little bit complicated, the ribbis cases, we'll go through those cases, right, where the Gemara links shlichus and zechia. To what extent are you link them? To what extent are they distinct? And the Gemara makes an incredible statement regarding a katan. Now, even though ain shlichus the katan, nonetheless, there's zechia when it comes to a katan. But took yourselves from the Gemara, whether that's a din d'oraisa, whether that's a din d'rabbanan. So take a look at that sugya of Metzia d'afayin aleph from the beis. That's the Rashi that quotes the makor of shlichus from the parsha Shatruma. Then take a look at the sugya and ksuvas and daf yud aleph mer aleph from the top tosos. Take a look at the Rashi's very carefully and the top tosos yud aleph mer aleph. And then take a look in chedush Rabbi Akiva Eiger. In Ksuva Sandaf Yur Aleph Mid Aleph, that begins Gemara, Rabbi Gveger sheds an incredible light on the relationship of Zechi and Shlichus, and printed in the Tshuvas Rabbi Gveger, right, is the objection of Rabbi Shlomo Leger, the son of Rabbi Gveger, that writes that this Chiddush thing is very difficult in light of the Sugi of Chatzer in Bav Metzia and Daf Yudim Avein. So take a look at those comments and take a look at the Sugi of Chatzer. Yudim Abeis, we'll have to try to piece this interesting.